Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is the King of glory. He is the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. And Jesus, reveal yourself to us and your glory. Amen. The chief end of man is to know the only true God. Man was born to fellowship with him. And he's the most wonderful, most beautiful person and being in the universe. Amen. God Almighty has revealed himself as Jesus Christ, as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is the literal image of the invisible God. He's the brightness of his, he's the exact representation of God's nature. He's the revelation of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Unlimited, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And he's the most exciting, wonderful, beautiful person, the most powerful, amen, the most, he is merciful, gracious, long, slow to anger, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, and infinitely more. Amen. Amen. So glorious that I want to say a practical thing. Someone may say, well, how do we know him in this way? People may present the objection. I don't see people experiencing this. It is revealed that God hides, that Jesus hides. Jesus revealed there's three realms of prayer. He said, ask, seek, knock. So you might say that those are, the first one is really almost in the natural, and then the next realm is in the seeking realm. And then the third realm is when we're close enough and we are now, our old nature is gone enough to the point where now we can experience him. And that's, it's fascinating that every day that those three realms exist for us. Okay, it's up to a person if they go into those realms, right? And the same thing about our new life in Jesus Christ, our entire life on the earth. There's four phases of knowing God, but there's three of those are phases of knowing the Holy Spirit. And again, it's up to a person if they, whether or not they, you might say, proceed forward into those realms. I mean, that's a whole nother teaching. I wanted to just mention it, but it reveals why it answers the objection, is that most people, most believers, stay in that first phase of knowing God, the born again phase. And similarly, most believers only stay in some believers don't even get into the first realm of prayer on a particular day. I mean, they're saved. That's wonderful. And then those who do pray stay in that first realm. That's the natural realm where we, so anyway, I want this to be a really positive message. Yesterday's message was quite, it's difficult to present. It's wonderful to speak about heaven, but it's difficult to present hell. But I want these messages always to, the goal is that they be positive and encouraging to and build hunger in anyone who will listen. And so that reveals a lot. You know, everything Jesus said is so glorious and eternal and reveals such truth. And you know, the three realms of prayer. That's a glorious teaching. But what is available if someone goes into that third realm of prayer? The glory of the Lord Himself, the only true God. That's what we were born to fellowship with Him. The whole purpose of our existence is to know Him. And that glory of the Lord, that's the answer. You know, I could stop the message right now. That's the answer. All someone has to do is seek Him till they find Him. It does take persistence. It takes, you know, He's God Almighty. He's not cheap. He's not just, you know, we have to prove ourselves worthy. We have to, you know, Jesus talked about paying the price. Now, but when we find Him, a man of God in one of his books said, He'll meet you more than halfway. He will lift, when we meet Him in this way, and again, it's just being born of the Holy Spirit. That's the second of the four phases of knowing God. It all makes sense. We realize it's all about the Lord Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and His glory, His majesty, His power, His greatness, His faithfulness. He's giving. Amen. People take, don't they? Often humans take from us. God Almighty is a giving God. Jesus is giving. He says, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. He talks about giving in so many ways. I mean, it's just so awesome that look at God gave His Son to the world to come to the earth as a man and live like us and die for the world. What He's done, everything He can do. He's given the Holy Spirit now to every person. In fact, I just heard this. Got to give the credit to Spurgeon. I was listening to one of his messages. It's on YouTube. He pointed out that God will always be giving. He's continually giving eternal life to His people, to anyone who receives Him, their entire life. He's giving all the time, and even for all eternity. It's incredible. It's not just a one-time thing where He gives someone. He's always giving, and always, even more than that, He's blessing. He's that list of, I've put it in the notes in a previous message about, we've come up with a basic list of the things that Jesus is doing now. And remember, Jesus is the full, He's the revelation of God, of the Father. He's one with the Father. Everything Jesus does is what the Father does. Amen. I mean, that's a glorious revelation. The list starts out with Jesus loves, Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, redeems, invites. He says, come unto me all. He gives the kingdom. The Father gives the kingdom. Jesus gives Himself. As I mentioned, He gives eternal life. I mean, that's just incredible. Jesus blesses, speaks, teaches, leads, reveals, baptizes, anoints, sets free, prays and intercedes. Jesus reveals Himself. We added this one in recently. Jesus hides because he knows what's best for us. When in that seeking him process, our old nature can die, that's how we experience his glory. Jesus exalts. He offers this. Jesus promises is the next one. His promises are, like, for example, to the overcomers, the ones that are in the book of Revelation, every single one of them is just incredible. And there's like 21, I think more than 20. I don't know. That's a whole nother. It's incredible. Jesus knocks on the door of your heart, of every person's heart. Jesus offers fellowship. Jesus reigns. His glory is available. That's that's the, you know, I've said this in a previous message. We do, as humans, we need new experiences, don't we? We need new experiences. Well, the greatest experience is the glory of the Lord and knowing him. And it's, you know, some people call it a fresh anointing, a fresh, you know, God is in the now, and so it's today where he's revealing himself. We can forget those things that are behind and receive today from him, and he'll deliver us. He will set us free. We need to, and herein is a deep revelation. I said it earlier, and I don't want to sound harsh, but it's up to a person to begin that process, to make the first step, make the first moves into. It's like that in everything in our most holy faith, starting with salvation. And this reveals this glorious, it's a covenant, it's a partnership with God, with man. To think that he would partner with us is truly a mystery, that he would, with all of our shortcomings, frailties, all of our weaknesses, that he would partner with us and allow us to have the, you know, just to know him and to belong to him, to be his child, to be just so, it's the greatest privilege for a human being. I'll try to finish with this. This is just something in the last, recently, I've just been really, I feel like being revealed to me more and more that everything about Jesus reveals the Father. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can of himself do nothing." Well, let me just read this. This is John 5, verse 19. "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." So this portion, so glorious, and many others like it, if we, one way we can assuredly say, everything about Jesus reveals the Father. Everything Jesus did as a man, everything he's doing today, everything he's done, his entire, you know, all through the history of mankind, everything that Jesus says, everything that he, all those things I listed, that reveals the Father. You know, Jesus dying for the world, that reveals the Father's love for the world. You know, so this is just so wonderful. And I kind of, as I mentioned, Spurgeon in one of his messages touched on this brilliantly, saying some, this is a paraphrase, but he was basically saying, you know, somehow we at times think that the Father changed when Jesus came to the earth and died for the world, but that's been the Father's plan for the world from the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, and Jesus fulfilled it all. Amen, amen. And how do we receive, how do we know Him? How do we know, how do we receive these glorious mysteries and revelations? It's through the Holy Spirit and this, His, oh, glory to God. And the Holy Spirit's a person. He's God Almighty, but He's a person, and He's, and this is something brilliant. Spurgeon was speaking about this. We understand, actually, this message, his message is called The Personality of the Holy Spirit. It's on YouTube. I recommend you listen to it. It's, he points out that we can understand how Jesus Christ is a person. He came to earth as a man. We also can understand the Father as, you know, because He's on the highest throne in the universe. He's God Almighty. We may not have that same understanding of the Holy Spirit being a person, but He is. And it's all because God loves the world and has set up the perfect plan. Every person on the earth can know the Holy Spirit and Jesus. He is Jesus. Fully. We don't have to go somewhere to Israel. Like, for example, if God was there, He's everywhere on the earth. And so when we become aware of this, we realize it is simple and easy, and He's everywhere on the earth. In Him we live and move and have our being. I'm going to try to continue this in the next message, because I was thinking earlier of how when our spirit person is alive, becomes alive when we receive Jesus, now we're alive, and now in Him we live and move and have our being. You understand? That's, we're connected to the Holy Spirit who's everywhere on the earth. But as we seek Him and go into the three realms of prayer and the phases of knowing Him, our old, that we lose our old nature, that's when we start to experience His glory. And that's how we walk with Him. That's how we know Him. When we experience His glory, we will only want Him. Before that, we're struggling, aren't we? We're trying. We may even go into ministry and just do it on our own because we're trying. At least we're trying. But when we experience His glory, that's when it all, that's the key. Amen.